Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Acts chapter 17, verse 10. Then the brethren immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea, and when they arrived, they went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica. The word fair-minded there is the Greek word noble. More noble than those in Thessalonica. Why? In that they received the word with all readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. Therefore, many of them believed, and also not a few of the Greeks, prominent women as well as men. I want to bring something out. This is that famous Berean passage. And you'll always have someone say to you, well, not always, but you'll hear it. Someone will say, we need to be good Bereans. And what they mean by that is and they'll quote this from Acts 17, they'll say, a good Berean will always search the scripture. But they fail to quote a couple of other things about Bereans. Now, the first thing is they receive the word with readiness. And a lot of people that I have heard describe themselves as a Berean do not receive the word with readiness. They receive the word with a spirit of skepticism. And that's not receiving it with readiness. So there's a difference in receiving it with readiness and receiving it with skepticism. And I think a lot of times if you go into something as a skeptic, it's more difficult for you to receive revelation or receive it openly. So the Bereans were not just searching the scriptures trying to prove things wrong. They were searching the scriptures trying to prove things right. They were ready, and they were not seeing whether these things were not so. They were seeing whether these things were so. And then here's this is also something else rarely brought out. In the 12th verse, when he says, therefore many of them believed, and also not a few of the Greeks, their searching the scriptures did not lead them to not believe. Their searching the scriptures led them to believe. And there's an enormous difference in searching in order to find out what's wrong and searching in order to find out what's right. There was a little spell when I came into the message of grace where I tried to find what was wrong with it. But honestly, it was only after I had already seen so many things that were right with it that that other side of me kicked in and said, okay, you've got to expose this for what it is. And I didn't have the answers to be able to expose it for what it is. What I found was what it is caused me a lot of problems with my old theology. But my point is, we should be searching out the scriptures to find out whether the things are right, not searching out to find out what's wrong. I can tell you, in my own development, I spent a lot of time over the years using the Bible as a tool to argue. I thought I got pretty good at it. I mean, I could go at it with you, you know, over what you believe versus what I believed. And using the Bible as a basis for argument is a quick way to become miserable in the Word. It's a way to really destroy the joy that's found in the Scriptures. So I encourage you to search it out to see if these things are so. Not to search it out to see where you can prove people wrong. There's death in that. There's not life. This caused many to believe, not a few of the Greeks, prominent women as well as men. So not only did some of the Jews come around, but a lot of the Gentiles came around. And this is something we see a lot of in Paul's ministry. But when the Jews from Thessalonica learned that the word of God was preached by Paul at Berea, they came there also and stirred up the crowds. I think we know where this is going. We'll see what happens on the podcast tomorrow. I'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.